After supper, they went to the Mount of Olives because Jesus knew what was coming and he knew that he needed time with his Father if he was going to get through what was coming. And he went to this place called the Garden of Gethsemane, an olive grove, and he fell to his knees and he cried out to God, "God, if it's at all possible, don't make me do this. I don't want this. I don't want to be beaten. I don't want to have nails driven in my hands and feet. I don't want to die. I don't want to leave my friends. I don't want to leave my family. I don't want to leave this earth. Yet, if it is your will, I will." What an extraordinary story of faith. That psalm that John just read, that psalm of lament. Thank you, John, for that. That was beautiful. I imagine those words being spoken by Jesus on his knees, on his face in that garden, speaking to God. You know, all we have are a couple lines in scripture of what Jesus said at that time. But Jesus knew the psalms off by heart. And I can imagine him calling up on the words of David, taking his burdens and placing them before God. The very first week that I preached on the Psalms of Lament, I say they invite us to do two things. They invite us to take our burdens, carry our burdens, and place them at the throne of God Almighty. Whatever it is that's weighing you down, take it and lay it at the throne of God Almighty. And the second thing that they do is they invite us to choose faith, to choose to trust God with the burdens that we carry. Not once everything turns out right, not based on promises that everything will be okay in the end, but just because God is who he says it is and we choose to believe that he is almighty, all-powerful, good, faithful, righteous, just, and trustworthy. That's what our faith is based in. Can you picture Jesus headed here, crying out, his burdens laid before God, going, "God, I've done everything that you asked, and it's very literally, it's all going to hell. I'm about to die. One of my closest friends sold me out to the Romans, sold me out to the Jewish elite, and now I'm going to die the most excruciating, painful death that man has ever known. Where are you? Where's the big plan?" And as with every psalm of lament that had come before, Jesus says, "And yet I will trust you, and yet your will be done." He's like so many who've gone before. Abraham, the father of Israel, who finally had a son, his only child, long, long after he should have had any children. And God says, "I want you to take your son and I want you to take him up a mountain. I want you to lay him on an altar and I want you to sacrifice him to me." And Abraham, in faith, took Isaac up the mountain to sacrifice him to God. This story isn't about child abuse. That story isn't about all of the things that we get caught up in. It's a story of faith. It's a story of a man saying, "Even when things look the worst, I choose faith. I choose to believe that God is who he says he is, that he's just, that he's righteous, that he's powerful, that he's mighty, that he's good. I choose that." Joseph of the coat of many colors, who had these dreams that promised that he was going to be somebody in the world, is in a deep pit that he can't get out of because his own brothers have had enough of him and have thrown him in there and sell him into slavery. And yet Joseph clings to who God is and says, "I choose faith." David, King David, little boy David who slew Goliath, David who King Saul tried over and over and over again to murder, was off in the hills, in the wilderness, living in caves, eating what he could find in the area, and sang praises and hymns to God, saying, okay, God, you said that I was going to be the next king of Israel. It's not looking much like that. It'll be lucky if I live to see my 21st birthday. And yet he chose faith. He chose to believe that the God who had made the promise could keep the promise, even though things looked unkeepable. Stephen's one of the first Christians we're introduced to after the Gospels in the book of Acts. Stephen stood in the square and he preached the gospel. He stood there and he preached out unashamedly who Jesus was. And it made people so angry, they picked up rocks and they threw him at them until he was dead. They stoned him to death. And as he was standing there being stoned to death, these are the words he spoke. I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. He worshiped God while rocks and stones were raining down upon him, bringing him to death. That's faith. Choosing to believe that God is mighty and powerful. God is just and righteous and faithful and good, even when everything's pointing the other way. Paul, the Apostle Paul, numerous times beaten, imprisoned, chained up in a dank, dark cell. And what did he do while he was there? He sang hymns of praise. He took his burdens before God, and then he chose faith. He said, even though everything is dark, everything seems hopeless, I trust that you, God, are faithful and powerful and just and righteous and good. And so I choose faith. That's what the Psalms of Lament do over and over and over and over again. That's why I've spent the last 6 weeks preaching the Psalms of Lament, because I think they're important for us. Because I think many of us are very good at taking our burdens before God, but we don't actually choose faith. We don't actually turn those burdens over to him. We sit there holding on, clutching them, going, God, when are you going to make this end? And when we get here, when we feel like we're at death's door, when we've been betrayed by a friend, when we've lost everything, we're still holding our burdens. And there's no life in that. There's no freedom in that. Jesus could have come down from the cross. Jesus could have said 2 or 3 words and never even gotten here. But he had faith that God's way was the best way and the only way. He had faith that even when it looked like it was all over, God's way would win out. He chose faith in the words of the psalmist that John just read. He said, I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. Can you imagine? There he is. He knows what's coming. And he says, I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds and your salvation all day long. Why would your mouth tell of those things? I'd want to be screaming from the rooftops, God, where are you? Your plan's going wrong. I can't save humanity if I'm dead. I will come praising the mighty deeds of the Lord God. I will praise your righteousness, yours alone. This is what the Psalms of Lament give us power to do. They give us power to go to whatever cross awaits us as we follow Jesus. Because as we follow Jesus, radically follow Jesus, that in some way, shape, or form, that's where it leads. Jesus said, pick up your cross and follow me. He didn't say, put on some sandals and let's go for a nice little walk. Carry this thing. Because you are about changing the world. You are about bringing my kingdom here. And all the people who love the kingdom the way it is are going to fight you tooth and nail, even to the point of death on this. But trust me, I've got this. I'm God. I'm all powerful, almighty, righteous, just, faithful, and good. Choose to trust me. Whether you feel it or not, choose to trust me. This whole service is a reflection on the events of Good Friday. The cross itself is before us. And my prayer for us as we continue is that Jesus' choice of faith, even as he hung dying, even as he lay on the ground in the garden, lamenting to God, that would be our choice as well. That we wouldn't just carry our burdens before God, but we would also choose faith.